And listening to the Day One Show brought to you by the Marshall County United Methodist Churches. Time now for the Day One Follow-Up Show on WCBL.
Welcome to the Day One Follow-Up Show, the interdenominational program featuring Christian leaders from across Marshall County and Western Kentucky. Stay tuned for a discussion of the scripture and sermon of the past half hour. And now, here's your host to introduce this week's panel.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Day One Follow-Up Show on WCBL and WCCK. And Happy Easter. We're so proud that you're listening today, and maybe you're with family. Maybe you're doing something special on your own. Maybe looking at nature outside as the kids are looking for Easter eggs, and maybe you had fun hiding them. We hope that you are having a wonderful day and realize that Jesus is the reason for what we're doing. And you know what? We are sponsored by the Third Place Ministries, which is the United Methodist Churches in Marshall County, for you, our listening audience. I'm your host, Lois Cunningham, and my co-host this morning is the Dr. Reverend John Perdue of the Calvert City United Methodist Church and chairman of the Third Place Ministries. John, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, good.
And like I said before, you are a walking miracle, and you have just, you know, it was great before, but after that car hit you with the, on your bicycle and everything, you have come through it and just shine, and I think there's a glow about you. I've never said that, but
well, thank you.
You are such an inspiration to everybody.
It's been a long, hard road, but I've been tremendously blessed by folks from this church and from my family and my friends and from the Methodist pastors who I've known over the years, and you know, the spiritual support that I've had over the last year or so has just been stunning and amazing and beautiful.
Oh, isn't it amazing? You know, sometimes we don't realize how blessed we really are, and we think, oh, you know, when we go on with our lives, everything seems to be rush, 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 rush.
Yeah.
But God is with us through everything, and you know, when we read scripture and share with one another, like you and I are talking, it means a lot, because each person is different in what they do, but yet the word of God, God is with every one of us all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was there all the time. All the time. But it just seems like when something happens in your life that tests you, so to speak.
Right. Yeah.
Then you get to realize it. You know what? There's a lot more of this than I thought there was, and you appreciate every moment of life.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it differently.
Yeah,
do you agree
true.
With that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it made me really appreciate the things that are in my life. A couple of things that kind of wanted me to work on, pushed me to want to work on, but all in all, it's just like, I thought, man, I've really got a great life. It's just amazing. So that's kind of how I've experienced it.
No, absolutely. I can understand that, you know. It just means so much. John, before we go any further, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please?
Sure. God, we thank you that you've gathered us together and that we have this chance to share with one another and to share with folks in Marshall County about your love and your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for that. You know, today we are going to be studying about when Jesus had risen, you know, after he'd been crucified, and Mary had went to see him and to prepare his body, and he wasn't there. And what we try to do on this program, for those of you who don't know, is we try to let you know that the Word of God is still written for us today, not just for history, but for us today, because He is still very much alive, and He wants the best for us. And so, you know, we have to trust that He knows what He's doing. We may think He's forgotten us or we're not worthy, but that's not true, is it?
No.
Well, you know, we were speaking just a moment ago about the Third Place Ministries. And we have our New to You, and that's a sort of a thrift shop, but the items that are in there are first class. It's mm-hmm. for anyone to come and see what we've got. We've even got Bibles and religious books, and we've got everything, baby clothes, baby equipment. I can't tell you, bedspreads, curtains, rugs, formal wear.
Furniture,
dishes, household items.
Electronics.
Shoes, boots, blue jeans, coats, toys for kids.
Yeah.
Purses, underwear. I mean, you name it, baskets. Maybe you like to go create things. Now, there are closed on Monday so that they can go through donations, but I do want to say this real quick while we're talking about it. Only take the donations when they can be taken in, and we can't take them if they've been left outside for us. We have to get rid of them because it could be that they got soiled or something like that. And please don't just send your rags. If you would send something that someone would appreciate, that'd be great. And when you look around, you'll be back, I guarantee it.
But
you know, here at Calvert City, we've got some great things coming up, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do.
And Mother's Day is coming.
So for Mother's Day, we're going to do something that I've never heard of, and it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be a little bit insane, because we're going to have a Mother's Day tea. And I've been told it's not a tea party. You don't call it a tea party. You call it a tea. So we're going to have a tea. We'll have it in the fellowship hall. I have no idea what it'll look like, but I'm sure it will be beautiful. And we'll have our regular worship service will be part of this tea. It'll start at 10 o'clock, and we'll just have it'll just be a big old day. We'll have a lot of fun.
Yes, and everyone is welcome. We'd love for you to come out. In fact, two of our main committees have met this week. But you know what? There's a lot of things coming up. What is it? A Bless the Pet?
We're going to Bless the Animals. I've forgotten that date, but it's the end part of July.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it on a Saturday morning, and we're hoping to have folks from the Humane Society and Bert Johnson there, and we're still figuring it out, but it'll be a community-wide event, and we're looking forward to it.
Oh, yes, there's a lot of things coming up. Oh, and Don, we might tell them about our hours here for our services.
Our contemporary service meets in our family room, and that starts at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. We have Sunday school at 10, and then our traditional worship is at 11 in the sanctuary.
So at your 9 o'clock service, you have different type music than you do at the 11 o'clock service.
Right. We do contemporary music, and it's much more, it's a really relaxed vibe, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah. And we have classes now for the kids. We've got kids here in nursery, and we've got adult classes. You know, the Sunday school classes are at 10 o'clock. And so, you know, everyone's welcomed. And then the 11 o'clock services, we have our choir. And it's just a wonderful time. So come out and join with us. We'd love to meet you. And we are on the corner of
Oak Park.
And
Fifth.
And
names there, but yeah.
It's between the old park and the new park, right there on the corner in Calvert City.
Right.
So y'all come on out. Well, right now, John and I are going to take a station break, but we will be right back. Please stay tuned. The Day One follow-up show on WCBL and WCCK. I'm your host, Lois Cunningham, and the Dr. Reverend John Perdue is here with me, and we are going to be speaking to you about Jesus Appears to Mary. And we're going to start with John 20, verses 11 through 18. And I'm reading from the New International Version. And okay, it starts out like this. But Mary stood outside the tomb. She was crying, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, and they seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. And they asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said. "I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Wow, can you imagine this scene? They had crucified him on a Friday, and they couldn't do anything, you know, through the week, and they go back. Of course, he told them all he was going to rise on the third day.
Yeah, he had said it three times. And, but sometimes you hear things and don't hear them, and sometimes things are just too difficult to understand, and I think that's one of those times where you know, if someone were to tell me that they were going to die and rise again, I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't have any idea that, what that would even mean.
No, And although he said it, I mean, like you said, not having experienced it.
Right.
It must be something.
Yeah.
Really something. I just can't imagine, but, you know, she was going with the dressing because they didn't go, like, to a funeral home, and so they would go and put the ointments and things like that and so forth.
I wonder what she thought when she looked into the tomb and saw those angels there. It's you know, all of the Gospels talk about this moment, and they all kind of talk about it a little bit differently, but in every one of them, Mary sees these angels at the tomb, and that had to be a really profound experience just in and of itself, and it's just kind of the lead into what was going to happen next. So, you know, I'm often kind of, this is like the 25th year I've preached through Christmas and Easter, and, you know, if you've done it enough, you think about how Mary thought about it, and then, like, especially at Christmas, you'll think about how Joseph thought about it, and our Bible study for today is about a different Mary, about Mary Magdalene, but, you know, you just kind of put yourself in their shoes and think, you know, how would they have thought about this experience? What would it have been like for them? And sometimes as I thought about it, I thought it must have scared her to death. But at other times, you know, you think it would be super comforting as well. And I don't think that the scripture right here really kind of explains that. I don't know, you know, it, like she sees the angels. I'm sure she was startled. And then they give her good news, but it's kind of hard to understand good news. And she doesn't really get it because when she turns around and talks to Jesus, she's going to still assume that he's dead. I don't think we've gotten to that part yet.
No, but you're right. You know, I mean, here you're going, and of course, the Romans didn't want to martyr, you know. Mm-hmm. They probably had guards there somewhere.
I think maybe the thing that is most profound for me in it is that even though Mary thought that it was the end for Jesus and that she had gone there to take care of his body, the reality of the resurrection is a way of God saying to us that every end in God is a good end. Sometimes we go through really hard stuff, you know, blood and sweat and toil and tears. And that happens in the cross. It happens at the tomb. But in the end, God makes everything right. And I think that's the functional, I mean, that's what I hold on to in the midst of the resurrection and the difficulties of life in the midst of the Easter season. The tomb is dark, but Easter Sunday morning is bright and beautiful.
Yes,
most
it
of
is.
The time. Sometimes it's kind of rainy and
nasty. Well, sometimes, you know, that's beautiful. I mean, you look outside after all this rain and you see how bright and how vibrant things have become.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But the tombs, of course, they're great big rocks kind of on an inslant. And so it would have been real hard to have moved it, you know.
Right, right.
And here he's gone, and there's two angels, okay. You're looking at him, but you're still kind of stunned. It just really brings to mind, what would we have done were we Mary?
Yeah.
Or anybody, what would we have done? You know? It's just so much to think about.
Yeah.
And there is other places in the Bible that talk about it in different ways, too. Mm-hmm. But here she's gone, and she probably had some more people with her to help her do that, naturally, you know, more women or something. Mm-hmm. But she was the one that knew him so well. And I know she knew in her heart that he was special.
Yeah.
She'd seen the miracles.
Right.
Wow, that is just so amazing, don't you think?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man. And this reminds us of so much. I mean, you thought about this scripture for Easter. I thought about this scripture. And, you know, there's so many songs written about it.
There are one or two. Yes, there are.
Yes, there are. And, you know, those songs kind of bring us close together. And when you're in pain and stuff, don't you kind of sing to yourself sometimes? Or when you're happy?
I sing all the time. I wake up singing most mornings.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Yeah.
So do I. Well, right now we're going to take a break. And you are listening to WCBL and WCCK. And when we come back, we'll pick up and talk about this a little more. Please stay tuned. The final session today of the Day One Follow-Up Show this Easter Sunday on WCBL and WCCK. I just read for you from Luke 20. I actually started with verse 11. And John is going to pick up for us, and he's going to start with what Jesus said to Mary when she was so upset because there he was standing. There was two angels inside and tomb where Jesus was. He wasn't there. And here's this person standing beside her. And he's also asking her, woman, why are you crying? John?
Okay, so starting in verse 15 in the 20th chapter, John. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, sir, if you carry him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him. And Jesus said to her, Mary. And so she turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. And so Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. And when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you.
Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Wow. Let's talk about that. I mean, oh my goodness. I can't imagine. There he was, right there with her.
I think it's interesting that Mary doesn't recognize Jesus. I mean, she thinks he's somebody else. But Jesus knows Mary, and And I think that's a larger lesson for us, too. You know, sometimes we can lose sight of God, and sometimes we can, you know, move in a direction we probably shouldn't, and all that, all those kind of difficult things. But God knows our name and cares for us and loves us. The scriptures say that God knows knows every hair on our heads, which in my case isn't many. But I think that's a powerful little part of that. And it's one that carries through to today. Jesus knows who we are, and Jesus loves us, and we can trust Jesus because, in a way of speaking, because Jesus knows our name the way he knows Mary's.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I really think it says a lot to us, too, when he says, go and tell, you know, the disciples, calls them my brothers, because mm-hmm. he said, I'm going home to my father and your father.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
So he's calling us his brothers and sisters mm-hmm. and telling us he came here for us, he died for us, mm-hmm. and we have a home in heaven if we believe in him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's saying so much. I mean, honestly, I just can't imagine after all the torture he went through, after all the pain he went through, all the bullying, all the humiliation. I mean, it's just heartbreaking just to even think about it. It just makes you want to cry. But then here he appears, and he's clean. He's, mm-hmm. you know, it's just so amazing when you really think about it and not just brush over the top.
Right. And there's a lot of little corners and interesting little tidbits in there, and I think one of the little interesting things that may not be terribly important, but it is meaningful to me, is that Jesus appears to this woman first, and then she goes and tells the disciples. And so sometimes Mary Magdalene gets called the first evangelist, and I think that's just a beautiful little part of the story where you see in this like this powerful moment, Jesus doesn't decide to, you know, like make some big grand entrance himself, but instead he trusts the message of his resurrection first and foremost to this woman, and I think that's just pretty cool.
It's very cool, and that shows that he, you know, treated women with respect. That was the first woman.
Right.
And he told her, you know, go and tell them. So,
well, I mean, it's respect, but it's also authority.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Like he authorized her. He said, "You go and do this." And he gave her an important job to do. And I think we got to keep that in mind.
I think so too. And a lot of people, you know, may not understand, but God talks to women too and gives them jobs, and
yeah,
we're
yeah.
to work together, and that, because he'll tell us what to say, he'll help us what to say.
Right, and I think over and over you see Jesus going to and giving authority to those who were, you know, thought to be in power, who thought they were important, looked down on. You know, Jesus was always.
Yes.
Identifying with and giving strength to the outsiders.
Yes.
The second classes and the
brokenhearted and
yeah, those that got looked down on. I've forgotten exactly where it says this, but like the widows and the oppressed.
Oh yes.
You know, and I think that's one of the lessons of Jesus. It's sort of easy to forget, but we have to keep in mind. At least I have to keep in mind, or I do my best to.
Well, you know, she didn't recognize Jesus at first. How many times when you're sitting around and someone comes up and you don't realize they're there? Mm-hmm. Jesus doesn't leave us. Just because you think he's gone, you know, you're wrong. Because he's with you every day, but he gives you a free mind. And so all you have to do is talk to him, not just at Easter, Not just at Christmas.
And I, we're running out of time, but I just want to drill down for a sec on that. This is the story of the resurrection of Jesus, where our lives and history and universe and all things were changed once and for all, that where Christ brings us hope for today and a new life for tomorrow. And you know, I love bunnies and Easter eggs and chocolate as much as anybody else, but all of that is rooted and grounded in the love of God for us, evidenced by the resurrection and the clear and certain knowledge that the resurrection teaches us that in the end, no matter how dark and painful today is, but in the end, everything will be all right.
Absolutely. That's well said. Well said. So, you know that God loves you and he died for you, and he came to earth just to show us the way and the path. And that's what our Bible is. And it's good to talk to one another and to share. And don't be afraid to talk about God, honestly, because if we don't, who's going to? Right? Well, I'm going to leave us with this word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for what this day represents. Thank you, dear Lord, that we can share this day with those that we love or those that we care a lot about. And dear Lord, we pray that you will reach out to those who may be by themselves right now. Say a prayer for them. Say hello and share a smile. We pray, dear Lord, that each person listening will know that you're just a thought away, because you're with us wherever we're at. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
So for WCBL and WCCK, for the Third Place Ministries that sponsor this program, Brother John and I want to wish you a very, very, very blessed Easter. And try to smile. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Before we go, though, let me just say how much I appreciate what you do, Lois. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And bye for now.
Bye-bye. Tune in next week.
This has been the Day One Follow-Up Show, brought to you by the Marshall County United Methodist Churches.